This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So there's a fundamental difference between us and the left. Government. We all know we need government. The question is how much. We need government. I said it again, leftists. But we don't need what you want us to have, the amount. If government were good for conservatives, leftists would never want us to have it. But see, government is good for them. Government went from being about the Commonwealth, things that benefit everybody equally. That's what they always talk about, right? Benefiting equally, to redistribution from earners to slackers. It used to be redistribution from earners to those who really needed it, that small percentage of the population who falls down from time to time. We can't all be at our best, on top of our game. And that's okay. That's what we do. When your brother or sister or somebody's down, needs a loan, needs some good advice, needs a little help in whatever form, you're there for them. Just think about this in the micro level, how you help the people around you. I have a couple of good friends, and I have more than that, but I have a couple of them that said, when I'm talking about I was like in dire straits, Kev, I got you, bro. They didn't say it that way. It was two white guys. But they helped me. End of story. I didn't go to the government. In fact, I couldn't go to a bank and get a loan. Couldn't have done it. That was the problem. So these guys stepped up, said, here you go, man. No sweat. Love them to death. They're like brothers to me. But government couldn't bail me out. I mean, look, if you know black folks, as many as I know, because I got a lot of family up full of them, and most of them, if they got a problem, they can't go to a bank. The best thing they could hope to do, and I'm talking about financially, is they'll go to one of these check cashing places. Do you know why check cashing places exist? Because the banks set up by the government to help the poor, to help the, you know, everybody manage money and make sure everybody's all good, the banking system, it lets down the poor daily. Multiple times, millions of times a year. It cannot help the poor. In fact, it hurts them. Put your money in there. You don't have enough. Oh, geez. I'll take $35 for your insufficient funds. I'm going to charge you $15 because you can't maintain a minimum balance. How good is the banking system for the poor? So you know what happens? A system of usury gets set up with these check cashing places. And by the way, I'm not mad at them. I got a friend in Texas that owns one, and he makes a fortune. But he makes a fortune because when you're in desperate straits and you got to, you know, get that paycheck cash because you can't have a bank account because the bank won't let you do it. He says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll cash it for 2%, 3%. I'll do your money orders. He provides a service that the banks won't provide. It's the way it is. So here's government, big and wanting to help, spawning off another industry that's taking advantage of people. But government says, I'm helping you. Woo, look at what we just did for you. Government is not there to help you. So if you're lucky and you don't have to go to one of these check cashing places, you might be able to borrow from family. And that's what we do at the or friends. You borrow money or they give you money. I used to take care of my grandmother. I would just send her money every month. But my caveat was, if you give this money to one of my crazy nephews, or not my nephews, but my crazy cousins, then I'm not going to send it to you. This is for you, not for them. So you have to cut them off. I'm not taking care of people that can take care of themselves. See, I exercise the very same principles I talk about on my own family. This is not, you know, some theoretical thing. I do this. My brother, he owed me money. I did it three times. I loaned my brother money, and he finally screwed me off. I said, "You cannot. I can give you all the advice you want. I will help you through your hard times with your wife, the kids, etc. You are still my brother. I love you, but I ain't making another. You would get another won't get another nickel from me. I'll get it out." And I meant it, and he never has. So the point is, government has left being for the Commonwealth, saying, you know what, we got a sliver of people who need to do stuff, but at some point we have to cut people off. We have to show fiscal responsibility to those who are out there performing and doing it and playing by the rules and make other people live up to a standard. That's why people came over here. Because they knew, hey, America is going to make you go out there. You have the opportunity to be something, and you can. America will allow this. But now, government is just a gangster for special interests. The people who know how to manipulate the game, the acorns of the world that go in and say, you know what, if we get you some voters, will you give us $100 million so we can keep getting you voters and then we can go live large? And the government goes, I like the way you're thinking. Yeah, let's do this. And then they take advantage of you. They manipulate the game. And you know, the sad part is, while acorns out there using black people and the minions, you know, do their dirty work, there's some white cocktail sipping bourgeois, you know, he's the guy running the show, making millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, in fact, and he's got these little minions out there making a living and helping them, you know, with this ruse. I say for conservatives, government is like a dad getting a gift on Father's Day from his kids, you know, from his five-year-old. You can't really appreciate it because the five-year-old bought the Father's Day present with your money. I mean, you appreciate the fact that it's your kid and he recognizes his Father's Day, but hey, just give daddy a card. Hey, Dad, I got you a remote control car that we can play together. No, son, take it back. Get daddy a card. Because you bought it for yourself, and I understand we can play together, but you know what? We can play together without spending any money. I want government to stop using our money to act as if they're helping us out. And see, that's our fundamental difference with government. Government is not giving us what it promises to, and when we want it, then suddenly they're mad at us. You know, well, we got tons to talk about. Scaramucci in, Spicer's out. David Brooks said this. He said, Trump makes people worse. And I was thinking to myself, wow, you know, New York Times leftist says a billionaire who's made other people millionaires, he's making people worse around him. Let me tell you something, David Brooks. People like Trump make people better. I know this. And when David Brooks said that, I said, spoken like a guy who's achieved very little. Anyway, other stuff coming up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. People ask me all the time, Kevin, why aren't there more callers? Why don't you have more people on, things like that? Hey, call. It's that simple. Let me give you the answer I've been given. First of all, and you guys can verify this or not. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what a guy who is a pretty high guy up in radio said to me about radio. Because I lamented that. I said, guy, you know, I got to do a 3-hour show because nobody calls my show. And we were talking turkey, you know, like he was going to bring me on. And this was probably 5-6 years ago. And I said, yeah, it's a little bit disconcerting that people don't call more, because I've been on shows where there's lots of callers. And he told me, he says, Kevin, we have shows where guys will get 100 calls a night. He goes, it's a show about paranormal. He goes, and it's kooks and wackos. He goes, and then we have shows, and I won't name the shows, but he says, where nobody calls. And he goes, and they're our most popular shows. And I went, how's that? He goes, well, apparently the audience doesn't want to interrupt. They like what they're hearing. Now, I'm not what he said after listening to my auditions was, he says, Kevin, I've listened to your shows. I wouldn't call. I wouldn't interrupt you. So here's the thing. Interrupt. Now, he says he wouldn't interrupt me because he liked the show. People don't want to mess with the flow. The thing that makes me better is when you guys are looking at the ideas and challenging the ideas. Now, let me say this. A lot of people are intimidated. They say, I don't know as much as you. Don't feel that way. What we will do is sharpen each other. It's not that you don't know as much as I do. You're not studying this, but it doesn't mean you don't know something. Your observations, your spider sense is good. Let it flow. And sometimes, you know what? You might just want to say, good job. Let me tell you, my producers, these guys, I'm looking at these, they thrive on this. They read all the mail coming in. Oh, hey, we're great. They love that piece we did on such and such or whatever. If you like something funny that we did, let us know. How do we know what to produce? If you don't like something, Kevin, one guy said, you spend too much time talking about how great you are. Well, you know what? No, I don't, actually, because I could spend a lot more time on that. I'm just kidding, obviously. But when I talk about comparing leftism to a fight and the fact that I'm a fighter, I'm a trained fighter, I have no problem admitting that. And I talk about kicking the left's butt, metaphorically or physically, whichever they prefer. It doesn't matter to me. I can do it linguistically, too. I'm not bragging about my ability to whoop your butt. I'm just telling you that if you need it, I will do it. It's just that simple. But long story short, I didn't intentionally tone it down. I haven't needed to bring it up as much. But if I got to bring it up, I'll bring it up. But I did listen. No, I'm not going to pay attention to it. No, I'm kidding. No, we did. We listened to everything you say. So if you want to talk to us about stuff, do it. This is your show. This is not my show. I don't feel like I'm some guy here going, we're going to do it this way. This is about entertaining and information. And you have to have the combination. Because if you're information, then go listen to the news channel. But if you want to be for something to be arming yourself with things to go back to the left and say, then this is it. This is a show you want to be listening to. So I'm glad you're here. I want you to contact us. Email, whatever. I had somebody contact me. I saw you on French 22 and you were sucky to the people over there. Maybe so. I said they deserved it. If I treat you with disdain, it's because you deserve it. Because I'm a nice person. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, including brain dead moronic leftist. When you first come at me, I just look at you as a human. You open your mouth and go, well, I'm a leftist. I go, okay, I'm forming an opinion, but you haven't said anything stupid beyond I'm a leftist, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And then as we get into a conversation, I figure out, okay, you're just another brain-dead moronic leftist. But that's cool. We're just here to play basketball. You know, no big deal. But if you want to get into the discussion, I'm gonna out you. Hey, let's move on. Scaramucci. I like that name. We got the mafia running the presidency now. I'm just waiting on the left to say Scaramucci is mafia. I listened to his press conference. I had to divest myself of my business. And he's like, look, I had to give up a lot to come here. I'm glad he's saying that. And you know what I like about this guy? He's like, we're going to win. I know how to win. He's over all of communications, and he's saying, well, our message isn't getting through. I've been saying that for a long time. I'm going to do so. I'm going to try to get with Scaramucci and say, I want to help you get that message through, dude. I love that. I'm going to do what I can to meet with this man. Because you know what? He's exactly right. We do not know how to get our message through. And I'm glad this is the guy that says, I'll get it through. We're going to make sure. And this is one of these Wall Street types that goes, okay, we're going to go linear, piece by piece. I think he even said it, iterative, in the press conference. Step by step by step by step. You win the battle with all the little things you do to prep. Which, by the way, I need to give you guys some news. My son, they won their game. They won their league. Both teams were 12-0. My kid's team beat the other team that was the champion of their league. What they call run-ruled them. And the parents on the other team, my son used to play on that team. They were thinking it was going to be a close game. And I was shaking my head going, this is not going to be a close game. And Our pitching was on fire. These kids, this one kid we have, he's probably our top three pitchers, arguably maybe number one or number two. But he was on fire, defense on fire. My son's a leadoff batter. He gets him started, and it just boop, 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 over. Game was over. Mercy ruled him. You know, I just thought I'd inject that in there because I'm proud of that little rascal, that little monster. That little monkey, as Howard Cosell would call him. Look at that little monkey bat. They beat him. But anyway, back to Scaramucci. I'm glad this guy's there. I'm glad we have a person. When they try to, oh, well, Donald Trump, the direction of the... And he's like, look, I take umbrage with this idea that the country's not going in the right direction. You're just not talking about it. See, I like that. And that tells you what we're going to be doing from now on. We're going to be directing the flow of the media. And let me tell you something, folks. They can't do this without you. We have to do that. We have to drive that. We're the ones who have to be repeating these messages. Come on. He says he will oversee. He's going to oversee the entire communications. And I think he reports directly to the president. Now, people, oh, Sean Spicer did the best he could under the circumstances. Under what circumstances? I told you what was wrong with Spicer. You never back down to the media. You shut them up. Make them adversarial. Make them so mad that they tense up, that they're doing what they were doing before. Remember when the New York Times did their mea culpa, CNN, everybody said, well, we're only going to let you talk about Russia if you go to a certain department because we've had a lot of fake news and we had to fire some people. Yeah. See, that was overreaction. That was tensing up. Try to punch and be tense. Try to kick. Try to run like this. Like, oh, I'm going to beat you up. You can't do it. You got to be relaxed. It's like that being relaxed up to the point of contact. Swap. That's how you defeat them. We have to stay cool, calm. That's why we got Scaramucci.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Jackson Show.
Oh my goodness, O.J. Simpson getting out of jail. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. O.J., white leftists, they can't handle it. And maybe there's some of you white folks out there on the right that can't handle O.J. being out too. You would think O.J. was Hitler. Oh my goodness. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. OJ, the juice is on the loose. Getting out of prison, paroled. White leftists losing their minds. I'm telling you, they are. If you think Barack Obama polarized America, and he certainly did, you got to go back a few years to the OJ trial. I chuckle because I remember so vividly what it was like. I will never forget the day that verdict was read. I don't remember exactly where I was, but I do remember watching TV, and I see a scene where there's white folks and black folks, and everybody's just standing in front watching this, you know, watching a TV screen. And it's the news filming people watching their reaction. That's how big this trial was, right? White folks were on the left of my TV screen, black folks were on the right. And when that verdict was read, not guilty, and I remember that O.J. kind of like that jolt of biting his lip, like, ooh, and that what had to be the most amazing feeling for him of, holy cow, this is over and I'm free. That's an iconic reaction. But the one where black folks on the right, it was like, it wasn't even split screen. The black folks erupt. Yeah! And the white folks look like Hillary Clinton's people on election night. It was like, whoa! You've got to be kidding! It was the most polarizing verdict. Probably, I mean, it's historic, isn't it? It really was. It was a crazy time in America. And here's the thing. It was a time in America where we had gotten through race. I mean, for the most part, people didn't think about race, but this particular case just brought a lot of things up. You know, maybe it's that sort of always bubbling leftism of racism, you know, that leftist version of racism. It's just always there. It's always, you know, you hear a little buzz in the background, and you don't hear it because you're going along with your daily life, but somebody new, somebody fresh will come along and go, what's that buzz? And you're like, what buzz? Because you don't hear. So maybe that's that undertone of race. Because that's what leftism breeds, quite frankly. You and I, we aren't sitting around with an undertone of racism. If you have one, it's really deep. And at the most, it's like a dog. It's like, you know, it's not. It's more like. You know what I mean? So yours is very light, but not the left. They are always at the ready. Is that happened because of racism? They're ready to scream it. So the country was split down the middle during this time, based on color. Black people saw the OJ verdict as years of oppression that had been alleviated. That one verdict was like this big collective sigh for blacks, like, finally, finally we get justice. Finally. Most people believed OJ, a black man, had beaten the crooked system. That's what they believed. You know, I don't look, eventually his life caught up with him and he ends up going to jail, but it was over a theft. But I'm telling you, at the time, it was a big deal. And so white folks were like, oh, they were like, that son of a gun, he got away. And let me tell you something, in a strange kind of way, it was important that OJ get off. It really was. Look, I don't have a dog in the fight. People ask me all the time, Kevin, what do you think? You think OJ did it? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, I don't know, nor do I care. And not in the sense of the humanity in me cares. I care that the Browns lost their daughter. I always thought Nicole's sister was very attractive. I thought her sister's sister was too. And I felt like, wow, I could see OJ feeling like, man, you know, I got a hottie here. You know, I could see all the trappings and all the other stuff. And that was, but I could never figure out a reason why OJ would kill Nicole, because they had a relationship that was, it was on again, off again, but it, they had moved on from each other. So unless something really bizarre happened, I didn't see a real motive, but something really bizarre could have happened. People do snap on certain things. You know, who knows? One of the claims was Nicole was having sex with this kid while the children were around or something. Maybe that's what, you know, who knows? But I don't know what happened, and nor do I care. Just flatly don't. But here's what I'll tell you. White folks were seething. Liberals. They were the very liberals who claimed to be tolerant and all this. He's guilty. He had to be guilty. She was too pretty. to quote Patrice O'Neill, a comedian, he says, you judge a white woman by how long it'll take you to go look for her. And Nicole, I mean, if the two things. If Nicole Simpson had been ugly, nobody would have cared. If Nicole Simpson had been black, nobody would have cared. That's just true. If Nicole Simpson had been an ugly black, white woman or a black woman, we wouldn't even be having this conversation about OJ. OJ would be, who was the black football player who killed his fiance? Then she was pregnant. Can you name him? Exactly. You don't know. And I'm not kidding you. There's a guy, I forget his name, I can see his face. Professional football player, a receiver, if I'm not mistaken, he killed his fiance because, or his girlfriend, because she wouldn't get rid of the baby, and I can't remember his name, and neither can you. And that's exactly what would have happened if OJ hadn't been with Nicole Simpson, who was gorgeous, or if he'd been with a black chick, it would have been, we wouldn't be talking about it. It's just the truth. But when OJ got caught up, that's what they call it. He caught a case. That's what we say in the black community. Then it was for armed robbery. There was no clamor. Free OJ! Let OJ! No, it was like, oh, shoot, man. Why the Jews got to go do that? You know? So he gets caught up. White folks are ecstatic. Well, it's something. Jeez, we finally got him on something. Woohoo! OJ's put away. And luckily, the nation had moved on from the black-white thing. That was what, probably a decade after he supposedly killed Nicole, he was freed of it, you know, declared not guilty. So it was a decade after that. Now he's in jail. Black folks are like, man, just another brother in jail now. I mean, what you want us to do, right? But white leftists felt vindicated. White conservatives, you were too busy to care. Hey, he hadn't killed one of your daughters, right? Conservative women avoid the OJs of the world, the athletes, the entertainers and such. Look, it's an alluring life. As a person who's dabbled in it myself, not dating, you know, black athletes, but dabbled, you know, being somewhat famous, you know, at a point in my life where people, you know, hey, you know, he signed this autograph and then things like this. I mean, you can see the life. I was friends with and continue to be friends with many professional athletes and entertainers. I know the groupie scene. I know the whole thing. I get it. It's an alluring life. The women who become the wives of these men, they get elite status. But let me tell you something. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I know it firsthand because I got friends that are there. Wives of players in both sense of the word. So, you know, I get it. But conservative women avoid that type of guy, generally speaking. Anyway, OJ's been paroled. A wound has been ripped open. These white leftists thought OJ would die in prison, and he's getting out. And it not only does it opens a small chasm for blacks as well. Black people are going, you know, Wade, you know, why are these white leftists mad that OJ's getting out? They should be mad about OJ getting out. He served his time 9 years for armed robbery. Please, there are brothers that get out of armed robbery before they even get checked into the jail, into the cell. The jail cell. Anyway, the real racist, the white leftists in this nation can't handle the fact that OJ's going to see freedom. They can't handle it. The ugly truth is, folks, and you know this, murderers are freed in this country every day. And leftists are the very reason we have more criminals outside of prisons than we do inside. So what? A black man leaves prison to make room for another black man. Get over it. That's what I say. I don't care. And I said this earlier. If OJ killed Nicole or not, I don't know. That's my point. But I know this. There are bigger things to be upset about. And the left can't get over it. But the real irony is that OJ finds his freedom in the era of Trump. And I wanted Trump to pardon OJ. Not because of OJ being guilty or innocent, but just to get the reaction from the left and the reaction from the right. Because I'm going to tell you something. If he had pardoned OJ, the black community would have rallied around him. Now, I'm being facetious just to a point, but I would love to see something like that. I'd like to see this chasm that's going to develop between this rift between leftists explored further by a Trump tweet about OJ.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, big news story that, a big fake news story, I should say, that broke is that Donald Trump wants to, he's investigating, should he give himself and his family and everybody pardons. He's looking into it, they say. And I want to play a clip from Rachel the Mad Cow. And just let you hear how crazy these people have become. And how they will form. There's no news on this. So what do? They got to create it. Donald Trump, he's investigating. He's looking into it. And as you listen to this, and you know what? I'm not even going to give you any clues. We'll talk about it in a second. Because this is such the reason why I can tell you. You're winning, and these people cannot win. They cannot. They will lose because they've been found out. This is a... It's utterly ridiculous to hear this clip. And by the way, before we even play this, I want to say one other thing about the Mad Cow. Rachel the Mad Cow. Rachel Mad Cow has got to be one of the worst anchors I think I've ever seen. Every time I see clips of this chick, I wonder, what in the world does she do to get this job? I got to tell you, there are parts of me that want to tell my agent, go over to MSNBC and put my stuff out there. Are you kidding? Look at Rachel Maddow. Well, I tell you what, we've got a story. You're not going to believe it. We've been talking about this, and I've mentioned it. To see somebody vamp as much as Rachel Maddow and not say a word, and oh, by the way, not a level of objectivity. Now, if I have a show, my objectivity is going to be very slim as well. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say, you know what? I've been talking about the idea that Donald, I mean, if I were mad at Maddow, because I certainly don't believe this, but I'd say, we've been talking about the idea that there's this connection to the Russians, and that potentially there exists something, and, you know, we've been floating this idea around, and I'm obviously biased in believing that there's something there. And then we get a story, and one I'm about to share with you, that says, maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. But I want you to decide for yourself. So we're going to be talking about whatever. I would at least introduce it that way. And I'm telling you, if I get a show, that's exactly what I'm going to do. The reason why is I want to invite that other point of view. The reason why MSNBC and CNN cannot be successful is they only want sugar. Or in their case, salt. They're saying, eat more salt. You'll love it. See what Fox does? Is they say, here's a bunch of sugar. I mean, 80% sugar. Enjoy it, conservatives. But here's 20% salt. And that little bit of contrast is just enough for you to say, okay, I get it. Now, Fox may say, no, we're 60-40 or 50-50, fair and balanced. That used to be their catchphrase, not anymore. But whatever it is, they give you enough to where you go, okay, at least we're debating the issues. But you're not doing that on CNN and MSNBC. Even when they tell you they are, they gang up. When I did French TV, there was the host, who's a socialist, and three people that they put against me on French TV. And they call that fair, which, by the way, they needed 35, and that wasn't going to help them. They could have had 3,000. It wasn't going to help them defeat me. But at least give me something. When Maddow's doing that, if she said came in and said, so we've got Kevin Jackson here, I would say, well, Rachel, you know, it's really kind of interesting how you set all of this up. You say, oh, we believe that this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And you set it up. It's the same thing they did with me on French TV. It's what when I used to do other TV shows like CNN and MSNBC, they would tell you, oh, so Donald Trump, he's a heathen, he's a racist, he's a xenophobe, and we brought Kevin Jackson on to defend him. Really? Okay. Well, how about we start by saying that everything you just said is not true? But they don't want that. Rachel's become conditioned to just saying what she believes her audience wants to hear. And that's unfortunately not good for her. Anyway, here's a clip.
You know, it's weird. I swear I didn't plan this. You know how right before the commercial break, I said, things are going to start going very fast now. So in the commercial, we just got new news from the Washington Post, and I can't say that we didn't see this coming. Even as I was warning you that things might go fast right now, I didn't think things would go quite this fast. I have been telling people in my personal life that I thought we would start to see news like this by the end of the summer. But we're seeing it now. All right. Can we put up the story that's broken in the Washington Post? Were we able to make a full screen out of it? Yeah. Okay. Trump's lawyers seek to undercut Mueller's Russia investigation. I'm just going to read you the lead. Again, this has just been posted by the Washington Post. Some of President Trump's lawyers are exploring ways to limit or undercut Special Counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, building a case against what they allege are his, meaning Mueller's, conflicts of interest. And here's the part that I thought we wouldn't get to till at least the end of the summer. and, quote, discussing the president's authority to grant pardons, according to people familiar with the effort. Quoting again from the Times, from the Washington Post, Trump has asked his advisors about his power to pardon aides, family members, and even himself in connection with the probe, according to one of those people he asked.
Don't you love it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Rachel Maddow, the woman who called it on Trump's taxes, is like, I called it. Look at me. Woo-hoo. I called it. He's trying to pardon himself. There's got to be some guilt here. Unbelievable. And all of it's speculation. It's all speculation. But did you catch the end? The very end? Where Rachel Maddow says, well, that's what one person says, or one, you know, here's what she said. And by the way, there was a second person of interest. No sources, nothing. It's a completely unsourced article or declaration about President Trump that Rachel Maddow's running with a segment. Because you know what? That's what her people want. That's what she's paid to do. It's funny, you go back in retrospect, you hear these people. I'll give you a good example. Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase used to do Gerald Ford. He buffooned Gerald Ford. If there's anybody that made Gerald Ford probably a pariah, but looked upon in history as just a bungling idiot, it was Chevy Chase. And you know what Chase said? I heard it out of his own mouth. He said, I didn't like Ford. I didn't want him to win. I wanted Carter to win. So I'm speaking to millions of people in my comedy. Why not lampoon the guy I didn't like? Why not make him look like an idiot? Let me tell you, why do you think SNL spent so much time pre-Trump, pre-presidency of Trump, trying to make him look like an idiot? Why do you think they're spending so much time right now trying to make Trump look like an idiot? The difference? You're going to have a tough time making a guy look like an idiot that was never in politics and he's a self-made billionaire. That's their problem. They can talk about it. I argued with one of the people that was mad at my interview on French 24, and I said, what's your point? I go, I was arguing with idiots.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that you feel this way about...
This is a person living in London, by the way. Can't believe I'm not all about Barack Obama. I go, why would I be? I said, he's an idiot.
Oh, you say that. You have no...
And I'm giving him nothing but facts. I said, okay, so let me ask you a simple question. I said, I don't know if you know much about our colleges and universities. But let's say that a person graduated from Oxford and they ran Oxford's periodical that was, like in the case of Harvard, Law Review. They were the president of Law Review. So whatever is the most prestigious thing you can have at Oxford, they ran that. Then they graduated and they only got one job offer. And it was from a crooked firm run by a guy who's now in prison. The person who runs Oxford's most prestigious thing, whatever that is, I don't know what it is, but here at Harvard, it's called Law Review. And Barack Obama was the first black president of Law Review. He had it all. Not only was he a president of Law Review, he was black. He had affirmative action on his side. And nobody wanted him. I said, if he's so smart, why didn't they want him? Let me tell you why. That's the reason you don't see his grades. Because he wasn't that smart. And so you want to run off going, he's there, yeah. I said, Donald Trump went to Wharton. I don't even need to see his grades. You want to know why? Because he took that Wharton business degree and he made the $1 million loan that his dad gave him into more than $1 billion, and he's become a billionaire, and he's also now the president. Now, if I compare those two, I say to myself, I know which one of those guys was really smart and which one was just skating along like he'd done his entire life. Now, those are the facts. Show me Barack Obama's grades. Show me what he did with all of that Harvard experience.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.